Good evening, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilators for Armstrong and James Knight. This goes to Dr. Christos 1 on 7/11/24. Mr. Knight performed pre-imposed bronchodilators for Armstrong, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/9/24, there's been no significant change, period, NPAGA from pressure and severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Walter Doncourt, D-O-N-C-O-U-R-T. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 7/11/24, Mr. Doncourt performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 4/10/24. There's been no significant change, period, no NPAGA compression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carol Brousseau, B-R-O-S-S-E-A-U. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn on 7/11/24. Mrs. Brousseau performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 4/4/24. There's been improvement, period, no NPAGA compression. Normal study showing improvement compared to prior study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Roxy Schmidt. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 7/11/24, Mrs. Schmidt performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. The patient walked 326 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period. New paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Guy Rohrer, R-O-H-R-E-R. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 7/11/24, Mr. Rohrer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/4/24, there's been no significant change, period, no NPAGA compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Augusta, A-G-O-S-T-A. This goes to Jason Honecker, comma, PA. On 7/11/24, Mr. Augusta performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/20/24, there's been no change, period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.